This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. We're back. Three of the four of us are back, but we got a guest, so it's everything's evening out. We're even Steven, right?
Yep. Wait, Jake Stevens is coming on?
No, he's banned.
Oh, I thought you just... Okay.
He can come on anytime he wants. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Ryan Dole was supposed to be here, but he's on an airplane. Now, that's the one place we haven't done a live stream from yet. We're going to eventually.
Well, we podcasted.
I was about to say, we have done podcasts from an airplane.
God, how annoying is that we did that? That's so annoying.
In retrospect,
done it like
yeah.
Three times.
On a red eye, just talking to a microphone.
The Ghostbusters.
Melissa McCarthy was amazing.
Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Craig Goldberg. It's Tuesday night. It's 9:30. If you're new... If you're here,
how do you make the emojis happen?
Dude, I think it's apparently, Abby, what did you do? And like the fireworks went off. There you go.
Whoa.
Two thumbs up.
It just does that?
Yeah. I wish that would happen like
it's not happening
all the time because
I do
this a lot at work.
Feature? Oh, and Abby wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Abby. My phone somehow, like everything updated when I got unplugged. Yeah, so yeah, I've got like all the new features.
She's got the new iOS. So Ryan will return next week, but he sends his well wishes. But we do have a special guest. Let me go ahead and introduce him now. I don't want to bury the lead here. All the way from a little place called California. I think that's where you are.
Probably talking about a little place called Aspen.
Yes.
Ooh, I know what I'm watching tonight.
Trevor Zammit. He's one thing he does is he works for NECA Toys. He's the brand manager for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But mostly he's our friend, and he loves Calico Critters, and that's why he's here. So,
yeah.
Trevor, how are you, dude?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me on again. Nice to see you guys. How's
yeah.
everyone doing?
Yeah, good. I haven't seen you in a while.
We're
dude.
Good. Yeah, yeah we haven't. We gotta catch up. Well, I guess that's what this is.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What's going on? What happened to you today at work? Anything cool?
Not, you know, it's kind of, I don't know. It's been about a week. I drove around today looking for Cybertrucks and I couldn't, that's kind of my new thing. I didn't.
Yeah.
It's been about a week since I've seen a Cybertruck. And
you just drive around looking for them?
Yeah. It's not that hard
to
do.
Do you have like a log where you're like,
I need to start keeping one. Cause the last one I saw, it was last Wednesday night. We were going over to hang out with some friends and we got stuck in this Hollywood Bowl traffic.
Oh,
and my girlfriend Rachel is like, oh, we're definitely going to see one with like all, you know, everyone going to the Hollywood Bowl for this. Like, and then sure enough, there was one, but they're kind of, you know how like in Batman Begins when he turns on the stealth mode and then the tumbler just disappears like next, they're right next to the cops.
Yeah.
And he switches on stealth mode and they're like, where did it go? Like, well, Cybertrucks are kind of the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
So okay. It's they're easy to spot, but they're also they can go into stealth mode and then you're just like
they're like when
all the Cybertrucks go.
Remember when it was really exciting to see a Hummer? Like, whoa, I can't believe that. I can't believe I saw a Hummer today.
That's a military.
This is like this is kind of that's the new thing because they're so ridiculous. Like they don't look like they're real. And then also it's just like my goodness,
it's crazy.
Look at this. The future's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Well, I'm glad you saw that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one in person, but I haven't gone out looking either.
Well, let me know when you do.
Okay.
Maybe we'll see some this weekend.
Yeah, you never know.
Excursion.
Yeah.
Man, I hope so.
We're hitting the road.
Well, Trevor, thank you for being here. Happy, dude. I feel so bad that I skipped this. Happy Holothon, dude.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
happy Holothon to you.
Yeah. How are you guys celebrating this year?
Oh yeah, we're celebrating by making some new turtles and some new horror stuff and new tote bags. I don't know.
Dude, that's all I've been able to find is a Holothon tote bag.
Yeah. It's what everyone wants.
I'm pretty excited about it. Okay, Jacob, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm good. No new toys again this week. I feel like it's been a long couple of weeks without any new toys rolling in, and that I don't like that, but
right.
But other than that, I'm doing great. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a little bit of a lull. We need to we're about to get into that convention season, Abigail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Comic-Con's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and if it and if Comic-Con is anything like last year, I'll buy some books.
I still haven't picked up the Turtles 3 set. Are things on the name. I keep almost buying it and then I forget to
get that, dude.
But I'm going to, Trevor. I'm going to
because you gotta get one.
I gotta get one.
And just let us know whenever you need a new quote for whatever the new.
Yeah, we're not getting quotes this year. We'll be lucky if we get our quotes on the back of a damn pizza box. I don't think it.
What?
I don't think it's a place for quotes.
Oh wait, I was, for some reason in my head I thought like
this definitely is pizza.
No, we won't get any Hasbro. Remember when Steve Evans from Hasbro was on a couple weeks ago?
Yeah,
Jake did a bunch of vintage collection.
Hey, what am I supposed to do? So awesome. Listen, the sad comments are almost exclusively coming from Hasbro at this point. It's either I have to say them to the faces of the people. You guys make me do this. It's not the first time. That I've like felt awkward. Like whenever we had Ryan Ting on, I was like, oh, he just like, because he looks like he's maybe mad at what you're saying sometimes.
No, but he loves it.
And but at the time it was like early on in our like a relationship new with Ryan Ting. Yeah. I was like, oh, what am I supposed to not do? It's always awkward when we have somebody from
the company.
Company on. And
right.
I'm supposed to just. Read the words,
good fun. Yeah. I've read my own sad comments on here before. Yeah. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Hey, I got sad comments tonight, and Trevor, I don't think any of them are from NECA.
Oh, hey. Bless you. Aren't you a sweetheart?
Look at that. Look at that. and Abigail, just checking in.
Just checking in with me.
How are you?
Great. Thank you for asking. I watched Big Bird Goes to Japan today. On DVD.
Hey, I didn't watch it. I'm ready. I asked Abby to describe it to me, and she like acted it out. It was so funny.
It's like Big Bird's being a fucking idiot, and he's fucking his trip up, basically. Because he loses the group. Jacob, he does the thing that would stress you out. No. He loses his tour group. And then he's just got to find a way. But then something magical happens, and you should watch it.
There Big Bird also seems like the kind of guy to, like, you know, walk while he's eating and on the streets of Japan, which you're not supposed to do.
Himself.
He looks like he'd point chopsticks at somebody, get you kicked out of a noodle restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I can't wait for you to see it.
Now, I've been kicked out of a noodle restaurant, but not for that. hey, by the way, Skylar, last week on YHS, we showed off this DVD, but we should mention it here. You are the one who sent Abby this DVD.
Thank you, Skylar. Yeah, dude.
Big Bird Goes to Japan.
Provided today's entertainment.
Skylar says, whether it's a great day or a terrible day, I can always count on Toy Anxiety on Tuesday at 9:30. I appreciate that, and I love you all for that. Well, thank you, man.
Thank you, yeah.
Bummed to tell you that tonight's the last Toy Anxiety, but...
The last Tuesday.
No, we will never. Hey, I thought about this recently. I don't think any of the podcasts we do will ever end, because none of us have the guts to be like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I very much want to be podcasting in a nursing home. Well, maybe on like a front porch of the home that we all retire in or something.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to put us in a home. We're going to think we're podcasting, but we're just gonna be talking
they'll be
in
like,
the branches.
Hey, they'll be like, all the nurses will be like, make sure we separate these three. Because they're just, all they're going to do is talk about Jurassic Park.
Hey, that 85-year-old man keeps going on about, you know, Big Bird and... How he's mad Super 7 canceled the Simpsons Wave 2, and he just won't shut up. Hey, Trevor, so we heard a rumor that you actually hung out with Ryan Dole this week. Is this true?
It's true. I saw Ryan.
What happened?
What happened? Ryan sent me a message. He said, hey, I'm in L.A. I think that's, and I said, hey, that's cool. Like, let's go hang out or something.
Okay.
So, cool.
Yeah.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And did you guys get juice before we say out of the chat? Was there juice?
No, we didn't.
Good, because that's our thing.
Don't you dare get juice with someone else.
You know what's funny?
I wouldn't dream of it.
Real's really funny.
We did juice.
We got juice at the Grove, and like at the time, I was like, man, that's pretty cool. Trevor took us to the Grove. Like, it's like, I think it's like a hidden little secret about LA. And then like since then, every show and movie I've ever watched references, we're going to the Grove.
Yeah, no, it's it's like in the center of like, you know, LA.
The center of commerce.
Yeah. A little secret.
Oh, let's go ahead and say hi to the chat because there's a lot of people here. Master
that
Splinter.
That was good juice though.
It was awesome. It was
good. Oh yeah. I'd go back.
Okay, Thomas Crosby, Lawrence Dwayne, Master Splinter. Dorlaxon, Donut Lord.
Ooh, Donut Lord. Cool.
He says, hey, Trevor, tell NECA to make 2014 Turtles and I'll have the shadow. Wait a minute.
I'll tell them.
What are 2014 Turtles? Michael Bay?
That's like Michael Bay or something.
Yeah, oh. Michael Bay Turtles.
Mm-hmm. All right, tell them.
I'll tell them.
Okay. James Vittable, Michael Davis, T Molly 86, No Chewing, Jason Grahosky, McFly Toys. That's okay. He was here early. You know, he's probably confused because we did a stream on the YHS channel at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
By the way, McFly, he's been showing off his, have you been seeing what he's been posting in the Discord?
Hmm. Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
He's got the secret craziest collection of all time. It's insane. So thank you for those shares. If you want to be part of the Discord, join us on Patreon. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Justin Nicolosi, Christopher Negri, Davey Sockrocker. The Big Bird documentary made me cry. I can't do, dude, that Jim Henson doc. I already can tell it's going to be fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. All Music Fan, 88, Literally Action Figs, Bacon McShig, Gage Bullock, Skylar Davis, Zeus Ramos, Stephen Lawrence, DJ 5000, Matt Bush, and so on and so on. Brock Parker is here. Hey. Yeah, I do. I want to buy, we signed Brock's Turtles pack from Turtles 3.
Yeah, so we should get him a new one.
I'm gonna buy it.
Ruin that one.
No, I'm gonna buy it back. It's a buyback. Hey, congrats to Brock. He just got his master's degree.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, way to go, dude.
Can you believe that?
Good job.
Hell yeah, mm-hmm. man.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he majored in. I think just being a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
is that a class?
That's probably it.
Tony Johnson, congrats, Brock. Brianna Lawrence, and lots more people. We thank you guys all for hanging out here on a Tuesday night. Let's get into it. Hey, does anybody have pickups? Trevor, did you buy anything this week? Did you get any toys?
I've got a couple things that came in.
Yeah. Do you want to show some? Hey, Trevor, have you seen the new Ghostbusters movie?
I have, yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It definitely had those like real Ghostbuster kind of vibes. I like this one was a lot more fun than the last one because I love what you get to see, like new areas of the firehouse, you know. That was like there's all this fun stuff, like, and then Rachel and I walked out of the theater and we were like, Dan Aykroyd, you could tell, was having so much fun in that movie. Mm-hmm. Like him and little Eganina like sneaking around and like, you know, just like
little Eganina.
Hey, by the way, next time you watch it, I agree with you about Dan Aykroyd. Watch his face in every scene he's in. He's so expressive.
He's like glowing. There's a smile from ear to ear. There's the one scene that cracked me up in the theater was like when they're in the lab. I think it's the scene where he brings in like that cursed little ball artifact thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he goes, I don't know what this thing's. It blew up the PKE meter. Good luck with it.
Yeah.
And he's standing there holding like a Twizzler. Like a little red. And he's just. And it's like you could tell he must just come into the lab all the time. They're trying to get work done, and Ray's just there, like. But he's just standing there holding a Twizzler, and it was like the funniest thing to me. Like.
I think we can reveal a little behind when we went to the set on the Paranormal Research Center, which you could see the whole tour on YHS.
Mm-hmm.
There's a opened bag of red vines.
Yeah,
that we filmed, and we were all like, "I wonder why these red vines are here." And then
they're like movie props.
Yeah,
but they were
real.
It was his red vines. And then they told us we couldn't put it in our video because they didn't have like clear
the red ones up.
Spoilers or something.
Continuity.
But the scene in the police station where Winston's yelling at Phoebe and she's defending herself, they cut to his face and he's just like,
he's so proud of her.
So right? Happy.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. There's a lot of fun moments in that movie.
I'm glad you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Do you like all the Plasma Series figures they did for Frozen Empire?
I got them all.
Easiest collection ever. Yeah. I'm a completist.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Okay. Well, Trevor, why don't you start us off and show off?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I got a few things.
All right. He's digging into his.
All right. I don't know if you guys have seen these before. I picked these up off of Big Bad. They look kind of cool. I don't have any of these, so.
Epic hacks.
They're like these Vitruvian hack guys where they're like skeletons. One's like, I got a luchador one too, but there's like this cowboy guy and a Viking kind of a dude.
Those are cool. Yeah.
They have like cool little
interesting. So that's
series and stuff.
Boss Fight Studio. They make good stuff.
Yeah. So they look cool. I think they might've been on sale. So okay. I picked those up.
I like those epic hacks.
Mm-hmm.
The luchador guy's cool. I opened that one already. I got this Bluto from Popeye. I love anything Popeye. Oh,
wow. That's great.
Hey,
and these Popeye figures are really cool. The Mezco ones they made years ago were awesome. But these are like a pretty good upgrade.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
You have such like eclectic choices here.
I get a little bit of everything, you know. This guy came in the other day too. I got this Brainiac.
Hot pants Brainiac.
Yeah.
Those are some inseams.
So yeah, I got him. I have some of the superpower stuff. I don't collect all of it, but
fun fact, Trevor, you used to work at DC, right? For a brief period.
I was there briefly, yes. It was an interesting like experience going over there. Going because like NECA is just like polar opposite. Like DC's like this huge corporation, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So going from like NECA to DC was like it was interesting. and then I don't know if I'm cut out for all this corporate stuff. Randy was just like, when are you coming back? I'm like, I was like, yeah, all right.
All right, fine.
I don't know if I can do this.
That's funny.
So and then this guy, I picked this dude up off of Instagram. There's a guy named, I think his name's Resin Blood.
Okay.
And this is a little Gort from like Day of the Earth Stood Still.
Yay.
And he has them in a bunch of different colors. There's like a blue one, a purple one, everything. Yeah. But I got this Gort. He's got a little like laser blast. Like,
oh, okay. I was trying to figure out what the pink thing was. That is cool.
So this he does like you know, every I don't know, couple of months or whatever, he'll do some drops. You just go on the website and you know, get them while they last.
Right.
So that came in the other day. And that's kind of it for like the recent pickups, I think.
Okay, cool.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a Popeye I opened to go with my Bluto.
That's great.
Getting a lot of Popeye love in the chat.
Yeah,
Popeye's great. Paul Harding sculpted this one. He does like a lot of our figures. And Paul works for everybody. He's a really, really awesome sculptor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, those are great. I like those Popeye figures. I've seen them a couple times and I get like I don't really care about Popeye that much. I mean, I watched it as a kid, the figures look really cool.
What company is that?
I think Boss Fight did those.
Those are also Boss Fight. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. They're
Jake,
Boss
should we
Fight.
Let's get into Popeye. Robin Williams only.
Yeah.
Popeye's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dave Cooley. I can do that impression.
That's one of his many talents.
Also cool.
Hey, I got some stuff. Matt Bush sent a package.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, listen, when I get a message, when Matt Bush says there's a package at the P.O. box, I know I'm about to have a good day.
Mm-hmm. You're going straight there.
I will drop. If I had a kid and I was holding it, I would drop him.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that.
I wish there was some weird gift that pops up for you dropping a baby.
Yeah.
A
baby drop. I would baby drop. Nothing against the baby, but Anyways,
yeah,
got a package from Matt Bush. Obviously, we've been talking a lot about real Ghostbuster stuff lately with all the Mondo news and everything. And Trevor, I want to get your opinion on that here coming up. The funniest thing happened. I got to tell this real quick. After all the news breaks that Saturday about Mondo doing real Ghostbusters, and then like Peter comes on our show, we get the exclusive. They're doing 6.5-inch scale, fully articulate the whole day. Like 2 days later, I wake up, I have a text from Trevor. Hey, Mondo's doing real Ghostbusters. I was like, yep, they are. It's awesome. Yeah. So yeah, we're really
takes a while for the news to get out wet. Yeah. You know.
Well, with the
It's the time change.
The time change.
There's like a jet stream.
Yeah, there's all these storms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a lot of storms lately.
Mm-hmm. All right, so first of all, he sent. I love these. These are
I fucking love
little real Ghostbusters spitballs.
Whoa.
Stay Puffed and Logo Ghost. These aren't Kenner. This company was called Intertech. But I really like. This looks like it's likely early, like 87 probably, just because, 86, because just the way like the designs are like of the mm-hmm. ghosts on there, they're just kind of like not what you saw later in the real Ghostbusters kind of packaging design. Mm-hmm. So really cool stuff. And then some loose guys too, Slimer and Ecto.
You see?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, fun.
These are great. Very cool.
Oh, yeah. They're squishy. They're small. They're
cool. Oh.
Whoa, they're over there now.
They've got a scary 18-foot squirt.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's
Abby,
impressive.
Where's Ryan?
Yeah.
I know.
On his behalf, what I'll say is this. We tested out earlier, and I think it's pee. I think it might be pee. What? Because they... Okay.
That's
save
that's
it for okay. extreme.
Yeah.
He also sent
that's a new one.
A real Ghostbusters Kenner collector's case.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Which is awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
Everybody has one of these bad boys. Mm-hmm. You need this. Yeah. This was like I feel like
Slimer's
this is,
got a tail though.
Slimer has a tail. It's a problem. I feel like this is standard issue. Like 80s, you know, if you're a Ghostbusters fan, you have this, you're going to your sleepover, you're packing all your this was your suitcase.
Yeah.
In fact, next time I fly, this will be my carry-on.
That's what you're bringing?
Yeah. Just walking on the plane with this.
Your laptop's in there?
Everything.
All your podcast equipment?
Somebody's like, sir, I'm like, don't worry. None of the liquids in here are above 3 ounces per FAA regulations.
Well, hey, one thing, when I was working at DC, they were getting rid of their archive of like just old consumer product stuff. That's where that Two-Face bust came from, right?
Oh,
yeah.
And but one of the other things I got was like it was like a child size like zip up luggage of like Batman the Animated Series, and it's only it looks like it's for like a 3 year old. But
yeah.
I'll take that with me when I go to like PowerCon or to shows and stuff, because it's just this little dinky sized like luggage, and it's so awesome. So and it, it's like brand
new. I love that you use it.
It's been sitting in storage for like 20 something years.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's
See, that's why, you know, at least when you work with one of these companies, you get some cool stuff.
That was the perks, like going mm-hmm. getting that archive, they're just throwing stuff out. And we just
Abby,
take it all.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about it before, but Trevor was kind enough to send you this. I want to highlight the bust. Don't worry about moving your camera or anything, but you can just move that Two-Face bust back there, that is like a centerpiece of the... We bring people into the house, we show them that first. You won't believe what we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing... my old boss was like... He just had sent me a text and was like, do you want this? Or he's like, I assume you need this. And I go, well, I don't, but I know someone that does. And then I'd sent you... I was like... I had texted Craig. I was like, hey, do you think Abby needs this? He was like... Yeah, send it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The bigger, the tackier, the better. Yeah, that's amazing.
Tackier, that's a world-class actor.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, I like big stuff.
That's Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
I want you in every outhouse, in-house, farmhouse. All right. Logan Wood, thank you so much for Super Chat. Ironic you mentioned those spitballs, as I've gotten A Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street set of them. Horror merch was so scarce back then. These were a big deal as a kid. Jake, don't you have the those two?
I do. I have the Nightmare on Elm Street ones.
Those are awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, guys, one more thing. This is awesome. Another real Ghostbusters item from mm-hmm. Matt Bush. Sealed. It is the real Ghostbusters floating soap Ooh. Dish.
That's cool.
Whoa, that's
you awesome. Got the Ecto. You yeah. got, wow. By the way, Holy my entire shit. Life, I thought the Ecto one was the soap. It's yeah. not. It's got two little soaps in,
it's in it.
In the top. Yeah. This is.
That's very cool.
I want to see the little soap.
You want to see the little soap?
I want to see the little soap.
They're so small. We should put them in a Batman luggage. This is really cool. Thank you. I mean, this is what we live for.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like when somebody says, "What do you live for?" I'm like, this
soap. Ghostbusters.
Little tiny soaps. There's three of them.
Hey, careful now. That's like sealed. This, that's mint. That's mint in a package there. This is when they moved back into the firehouse in Frozen Empire. This was their welcome gift for all those kid Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. They all need little soaps.
Wash behind your ears.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and when you brush your teeth, you have to sing the Ghostbusters theme song two times all the way through. thank you, Matt Bush. Abigail, do you have anything?
Yeah, I do actually. Let's see.
Oh, Matt Bush sent you some.
Yeah, I've got some cool stuff from Matt Bush that also is Ghostbusters related.
We love Ghostbusters.
Hell yeah, we do. And you know what? We love Ghostbusters soap and Ghostbusters bathtub ducks. Can we call them that? Yeah, this is the Peter Venkman duck Ghostbuster, Whoa. Which I absolutely love. Here, I'm going to show you. I have actually all of them.
Those things, those First Peter. That's the normal size. I thought they were smaller than that.
Yeah, those are much bigger than I thought.
No, this is big. Okay, there. Wow. You can see in there.
Those are the big boys.
Okay, how cute is that? Mustache.
Those are full size ducks.
With mustache.
Oh, so it's GB1. Okay.
GB1 Winston. We got Ray here. Oh, wow. So hey, cute.
Who can come up with the best Ghostbusters duck pun?
I can't while I'm showing things off.
Mine's the deepest cut possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
No sense. No sense trapping. We be quacking.
Oh God! I'm glad. Okay.
Okay, that was good. Yeah. Okay. I liked it. Someone out there will like mm-hmm. that. Thank you for those ducks, Matt Bush. Trevor, by the way, we have a giveaway tonight. We'll get to that after Abby shows off her stuff. We appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Cool.
This is like a really chill. I like this episode.
Yeah, me too. We're just hanging out with Trevor. That's what I wanted to do. Who did this all come from? Is it from the person here?
No.
That's separate. Okay, got it.
First of all, that's mine. You're showing off my thing.
What? All right, you show it off.
These are from BC DeLorean and other cars too. I'll show this off first. He was kind enough to once again induct me into the Ectoglow Elite Club with my official card.
Okay.
That is not my signature. He forged my signature.
Now, whenever you sell those, does you have to send that card back or?
I do. It just disappears. It fades away like in Back to the Future. my picture fades off of it. It replaces it with whoever bought them. Thank you, BC DeLorean.
Yeah, thank you.
And then he sent Abby a couple things.
Yeah, he sent me a couple tiny cute things. This Cujo pin. I'm Cujo proof.
Hold on.
It's very, very cool because it very is cool. Ghostbusters Afterlife, Stephen King, crossover reference. And then there's a tiny Star Wars Darth Vader, which I'm going to put with my Calico Critter family.
Yeah.
YHS. So that's like a new pickup that just went into the van. And that makes me so happy. Also another, this is C-3PO. So we're going to add C-3PO.
Hey, that thing is Jake's. That thing that you're about
I know,
to try to
I
share.
Know that.
So we'll let Jake
and Jacob, we'll let you show this off later.
And then also we should say Matt Bush sent Jacob something really nice, but he hasn't seen it yet, but next week.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excited. Yeah.
I love filling this van full of little tiny fake toys. It like makes me feel so much happiness.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So thanks, dude.
Thanks guys. We appreciate when you guys send us stuff. And yeah, it is something we're very thankful for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that. Hey, Trevor, we got a giveaway tonight. But Jacob, how many likes do we need on this video if we unlock this giveaway?
Oh wow, we haven't done this in a while. It looks like we got 230 people watching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say, since we haven't done it in a while, what do you have it in front of you? How many likes we got already?
I'll look.
Abby's gonna look. Abby's looking for the likes.
Mm-hmm. Looking for likes. The Abigail Gardner story. Looking
for likes.
51.
Ooh. 51.
So we got to get
pathetic. That's pathetic. I'm gonna say 175.
Ooh. Okay. Tall order for Jacob.
There's 231 people in here. We can
do it. Yeah, we can do it.
All right. So Trevor, you were kind enough to donate the giveaway for tonight. What we'll do if we get 175 likes by the end of the show, we will. We'll do a race, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll do.
Yeah. Oh yeah, race. We just jumped to 77. Way to go, y'all! We love you. Thank you.
All right. Am I showing this off? Should we show everyone what they can?
They can win.
Yeah.
From the NECA archives. Sorry.
From under Trevor's desk.
There it is. Yeah. What do we got? Whoa!
It is. If you like calico critters, look at this. We got the cute, adorable little baby turtle 4-pack. Yeah. Complete with pizza and chips.
Those are the big scale. Those are the
These
big
are
ones.
The quarter scale
big
ones,
boys. Yeah.
The big littles.
All kinds of the big littles, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great set.
Yeah, that's awesome. So if you guys remember the first Ninja Turtles movie, there's a little bit of an exposition flashback scene where we get some amazing baby turtles. Trevor's gone.
He's gone.
He fucking left. Oh, he's back. Thank God. I was so scared.
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Huh?
People are spotting things behind you.
Oh, no, don't do that.
People are asking about things, but we're not going to do that.
Yeah,
don't. Nothing to see back there.
Pay no attention to that. Bus. Okay. So 175 likes. If we get it, we'll do a little giveaway later. But those are great. Hey, Trevor, we're not going to grill you on a bunch of questions or anything like that, but we should give an update. What is going on in the world of NECA Turtles right now? You guys seem like you're busier than ever.
It feels that way. Yeah, we're still making turtles. There's lots of new stuff. We're kind of gearing up for San Diego Comic-Con reveals. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of new stuff. There's new cartoon figures, new comic book figures coming out, the Mirage line, the Archie line. We've got new Last Ronin stuff. That's a lot of fun. There's maybe even some movie stuff coming out.
I'm so behind. Like, I was thinking about it the other day. I was falling asleep, and I always find a fun topic to fall asleep to hopefully inspire good dreams. And I was like, ooh, let me think about which NECA Turtle movie figures I still need. Mm. And I was like, I'm fairly behind, so I need to get my act together, because what's going to happen is you guys are going to reveal more, and the worst thing that can happen to a collector is once you start really falling behind, start being hard on yourself, you start feeling not worthy. So I got to really figure it out.
You're worthy to continue collecting.
Doesn't matter which turtles you have and don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing I want to compliment you guys though, like, I you know, you've gone so deep on the movie line, but even the figures from like just the last year, like the Kinos and the TMNT 3 figures and the Professor Perry 2-pack and then the foot soldiers from TMNT 2. I mean, you guys have gone, do you think you've gone deeper than you ever expected?
Yeah, absolutely. never ever like, yeah, there was a time where I was just like, I was very content. We got the four turtles done. There was like Shredder and a foot soldier.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh man, we got to make like,
we did it.
Yeah. I was like, there we go. That's like, that's it. And then somehow like Judith came into our lives, mm-hmm. and that just reignited everything and kind of like blew the doors open for like this whole second wave of stuff. So yeah, working with Judith, you know, working on these April figures. And then she was the one that like kind of got us to make the Casey Jones figure. And
right.
Mm-hmm. And from there, it kind of took off again. It was like this. At that point, it was just like, oh, any like sky's the limit, I guess, because we're mm-hmm. just going to keep making this stuff. And then like, and then Token Razar came out, and it was like Jason Fraley sculpted those, and it was like, oh man, like
these those are killer. Those are two of the best. Those are two of the best Ninja Turtle figures that in existence. Yeah. They're great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're awesome. So it was like after we did that stuff, it was just like, oh man, this, you know,
right. It's like sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. But there really is only those three movies as far as the movie. I mean, there's more movies, but like, I know somebody earlier was asking for Michael Bay figures. And
yeah, like, there's those two. There's the three core, you know, there's like that first trilogy in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, you know, and then there's a couple other like reboots and different, you know, different things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's it's for sure. And that's like across the board, like the Mirage comics and the cartoons. I just never, when we had started this, I never thought we were going to be making like over 100 cartoon figures.
It's insane.
In a couple of years.
I mean, not to blow smoke, but like, I do think it is the, as far as like modern, you know, toys, like adult collectibles, I think people have often said maybe Masters of the Universe Classics is like the greatest line of all time. And I think NECA Animated has, or just NECA Turtles in general, has passed it. Like, you just have.
Oh, wow.
And that's why tonight we want to give you the award for best toy line.
Hey.
The Jeffrey. This is the Jeffries.
This is the surprise. Jeffries.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
This is it.
Imagine waking up.
Surprise!
Surprise, you're on the Jeffries. And you won.
Abby, do the fireworks.
Yay!
Hey.
Yay!
Wow.
You're a winner tonight.
Who needs a Cybertruck?
Jeffries are big this year. Yeah, we don't need that truck.
Hey, Trevor, let me ask you this from like a toy collecting perspective. Obviously, you're like integral in the, you're picking all the figures and you're designing and you're sculpting. You're doing all this stuff. Do you collect one of everything you guys put out?
I think I have almost one of everything. Yeah. In some form or fashion. Cause I, you know, they're deco samples, test shots from the factories. Like, those come in, I have to approve everything. And then when like the, you know, the final packaging and I, like there's in some way I have probably one of everything.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's exciting. So it's, you know, sometimes like the bunny suit Bebop and Rocksteady, I think maybe I have
those were like the Loot Crate. Yeah,
those
are
Loot Crate ones, and like Loot Crate wouldn't like send me anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, sign up.
Yeah.
Want one, sign the fuck
I had
up,
yeah, I did. I think in the second year I had a subscription because I was I don't think they're gonna send me any of this stuff.
So we'll move off turtles here in a second. But people are wondering, I mean, it doesn't even matter. We know there's going to be exclusives. We know Comic-Con's in July. It's almost the middle of May. So we're probably going to get announcements soon, right?
Right around the corner. Yeah.
Right around the corner. Be on the lookout.
Should be sometime soon before the end of the month.
All right. Now the three of us will speculate and try to watch for Trevor's like eye movements. Like, let's see. No, we're not going to do that to you. I mean, I think you could just
tell us after the stream.
Yeah, we'll just tell.
Okay.
When you guys did the well, honestly, like just going back to the first, you know, TMNT 1 box set, that was a Comic-Con exclusive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you guys did the first animated set with the case and the mm-hmm. four turtles plus what was it, Krang and Shredder?
It was Krang, Shredder. The Krang, the Bubble Walker, and then I think two foot soldiers.
Yeah, like I remember it felt different. It was like, oh, this is like a different level of toy design and toy execution. And like, I don't know. I just don't want anybody to don't take these times as you know, for granted, or don't just appreciate what we have right now as toy collectors, because I really do think, I think it's a really important thing. I think people get really worked up and upset, and you see everybody Holothon, I can't find, like, by the way, I've distribution's big. I went to the Target yesterday. I found everything. It was there. Yeah.
Cool.
Everything.
A lot of it. All four turtles in the individual releases and the VHS boxes.
Yeah, I saw those today actually.
Cool. I saw the Punk Turtle 4-pack. I saw the Jack Kirby. I saw the Baxter. I saw a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm. I saw a guy trying to sell me a cell phone plan. yeah. I saw a,
did you do
like
it?
A Pizza Hut and a Starbucks.
Yeah, Craig knows the trick. You're always you always say, oh, I already have whatever they're selling.
Yeah, you just look at their shirt.
He's like, sir, you have an iPhone. That's not you're like, no, this is it. Same one.
I know.
I always pretend to be on the phone when I walk by. I'll just hold my phone to my head and be like, yeah, what? Yeah, I'm looking for it.
The worst is when it's the wrong thing. They come up and they're like, "We buy Girl Scout cookies." I'm like, "I already have AT&T." Like, also, why is this 60-year-old dude selling Girl Scout cookies? That's the weird thing. I'm not the problem. Cool. Well, we're super stoked. Let's talk about these Ghostbusters figures because we haven't had a proper toy anxiety discussion about it. And Trevor, I know you're excited. It's something.
Yeah.
I mean,
sorry.
Trevor, you've done a lot of streaming and podcasts. We've all been doing this for a long time. Like,
not really.
We've done more than the average person. You've done more than my parents.
Well, you should have them on more.
I feel like people have brought up NECA doing Real Ghostbusters or Super 7 or one of these companies taking on that license forever. And Trevor, I know you're a huge fan.
Yeah, it had to be one of us, you know? Like,
right.
It just doesn't, it seemed like it wasn't the right fit for Hasbro, you know?
Right.
Because, or otherwise they probably would have done it already.
Right. So
I think it's in good hands with Mondo. It was very exciting when they announced it. And when Peter came on and was talking to you guys and confirmed it's like, they weren't 12 inch figures. They were like 6.5. Like I was like, Oh man, they're two packs. Like that's cool. That's
Yeah.
Really excited, and they're doing like ghosts, like
right
focus on ghosts and stuff from like from the show. That's all really cool. That's all stuff that I would have wanted to do, you know.
I think they have an opportunity to do something really cool, and I kind of have this idea. I don't think we might have talked about this offline, but here's what I think. When you talk about like fantasy booking, like what you would want to see, since they're doing deluxe sets, I think it would be so cool if each set was like an episode specific.
Oh, yeah.
Like they do a Ghosts R Us set and you get, I don't know, maybe Peter, Slimer, and then like the three ghosts from Ghosts R Us with like Easter eggs and all that. I mean, wouldn't that, I feel like that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. The creepiest one, creepiest episode for me was always when they went into space and they got that like that space mud on them and there's like an eyeball in in their chest and like there's a nose. Like, remember that one? It's like this weird purple
that's
mud.
A deep cut.
Yeah,
that's
that one
deep.
That one always creeped me out as a kid.
But, yeah,
you know. And then like the were chicken episode, Egon turned into a were chicken.
Yeah. I like the were chicken. And then like I think the thing is like there's an
hold on. I found the name of that episode that you're talking about, Trevor. It's Ain't Necessarily.
Oh yeah. Ain't Necessarily.
Yeah. Hey, they could do a Cthulhu.
I mean, there's, I think
those Cult of Cthulhu guys over by, where is that? Like by the Statue of Liberty or something that went out.
Yeah. The docks.
It's like, I get stressed because there's so much they can do. And it's like, you know, that like, I think the most important thing is like there's probably like five key ghosts that they really need to start with. You know, like I feel like who knows how long the line's going to last, right? We want it to go forever. We want it to be as deep and as Neck of Turtles. But I think you got to do Boogeyman. You got to do Samhain. You got to do Sandman, Grundle. There's like five or six where it's like, because they've just never been done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can't wait to see what happens. But I mean, Trevor, do you have any thoughts from like your perspective? Like, were you surprised that they like got that license and that they were able to?
Yeah, it was surprising. But then it was like, and it's like not too surprising because, you know, Alex had sculpted those things and just you could see like they just really wanted to get it made. And then if you just hit a certain price point, then you're not technically competing, I guess. Or, you know, we can put these in two packs. I don't know what their plans are. I assume they're going to probably sell them on the website. I don't know.
For
retail or not. But like, I mean, it's very similar to what we did with the turtles, you know,
right.
we couldn't directly compete with Playmates. So it's like, you got to be up here. There's like collector level stuff. So, you know, that's where you get into like the wiggle room. You can kind of do stuff that's more tailored. That's why it probably wasn't, for Hasbro. It was just because this was like too niche, or just, you know, it was just way more geared towards like adult collectors. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. They found a way to do it. And hopefully it goes for a while. Like you said, like, hopefully they can do the four Ghostbusters. They can get to those main ghosts and then just like load it up with accessories and all kinds of like,
there's just so many Easter eggs you can do. Mm-hmm. And then yeah. Jake, if they do a Firehouse or if they do an Ecto, like it's going to be, like, another thing I've been thinking about at night, but in the back.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to think about as far as this goes. And one of the crazy things to me is that it's also something that's sort of new for Mondo, getting into 6-inch figures, you know, and like, just how is this going to look? How is this rollout going to be? And then, like, if it does well, are they going to do another? Like, if this goes well for Mondo, are they going to start doing other 6-inch figures? Are they about to, you know, like they've for a long time, they've been 12-inch or, you know, 9-inch, like specialty type statues or figures. But like, you know, what if they did a Beetlejuice line next or something, you know, the cartoon Beetlejuice or something? It's just like, I don't know. There's so much that could happen from this. So.
Yeah, it's like endless possibilities. There's a lot of cool characters. I'd like to see the Banshee singer from that one episode.
Oh, the Irish singer?
Irish singer, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Here, what I want, like if they start getting into deep cuts, I want the same thing, you know, that you guys are doing with Ninja Turtles, where it gets to a point where you're getting the Ghostbusters in all the different weird versions, you know, like, you know, you're getting like, Craig, I know you want them as the band.
It's the Beatles. You
know, there's a baseball episode. Yeah, I want Ghostbusters and baseball.
The night game, like the pajamas.
Night game. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
The Christmas episode with like Scrooge and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It would be awesome to just get some like plain clothes Ghostbusters or something.
Well,
like,
that's the thing
something
about
outside
that show.
Of just the jumpsuits and the,
like they go casual the quite cities. Often.
Come on, yeah.
And it wasn't like Masters of the Universe, which was using like the same stock anime. Like the animation was completely different. Like sometimes the animation was literally like looked completely different episode to episode. But
yeah, they all have different body types. It's not like He-Man or Turtles where
right, it's just all the
you
same.
You know, they're all just like kind of this cutter
cut and paste.
So.
Well, Donut Lord says they want the intro ghost. Listen.
Yeah,
yeah,
I do too.
Yeah, everyone.
I want all of those intro. How cool would it be? Because you know, Peter's adamant about wanting to put out all the ghosts from the intro. How cool would that display look?
Oh my god!
To recreate the opening of the animation. Oh god!
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that'd be cool. The Ecto containment unit would be a cool like playset.
It's so big.
It's massive on the show, you know, and it's like a centerpiece to so many episodes. So just that alone.
Then you try to put it in the cool. NECA, the NECA basement, the NECA sewer layer.
In the NECA basement.
And Michelangelo's like, where are we going to put that, dude?
Yeah.
Slimer can eat their pizza.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Michelangelo's like, what is that? And Leonardo's like, it's an Ecto containment unit. And he goes, does it make pizza? this is where my head is.
This is what Craig does to make himself fall asleep at night.
This is how I fall asleep at night.
He does Ninja Turtle voices.
I reenact.
Craig lays in bed. He stares straight at the ceiling.
I do.
And he's doing Michelangelo's voice while Abby rolls over and cries herself to sleep.
Dude, yes, sorry. Accurate.
Do you guys have?
No, I'm usually jumping in with my own voice.
Do you guys have webcams in our room?
How do you know?
Is it like American Pie?
You guys, you leave the YouTube on live.
It's streaming.
You guys have seen it all.
So let's go to this article here. Most terrifying ghosts of the real Ghostbusters. Grundle.
Yeah, he might be number one. That's a creepy episode.
That's so awesome.
Portions are
getting
so
excited. Yeah. And we got. Oh, this is.
Oh yeah, the The Cenobites from Hellraiser.
What the fuck? Wait, yeah, that's it.
That's what this is. It's like it's a knockoff of Hellraiser.
But this is Extreme. Okay.
Okay. So this is like all the ghosts.
God. Yeah. Okay. Well, we can't. They don't have the Extreme license. Obviously, the Boogeyman.
Yeah.
I want to do Boogeyman and Egon, and then the two kids as a set. How awesome would that be?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And their parents are all like, you know, they're not great parents. The kids got Boogeyman in the
closet. They don't believe them.
They don't even believe them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Boogeyman, that's gonna be a huge, awesome figure. The Thing, Mrs. Faversham. I always say Haversham.
Well, because Haversham is the original.
Right, right. That would be a monster.
Great Expectations.
This is XGB. You could just tell by the that looks like the mask.
The shades of lime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Rogers' Neighborhood. Look at. Dude, if we get
that one, super creepy.
That's super banging.
I just hope, yeah.
No, that's where the bird is like sitting on Peter's head, on Peter's head. Like his skin kind of is all green or yellow or something.
Mm-hmm.
God, so
he gets all possessed.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sandman,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Dream me a dream. The Dark Rock. Oh, that's Four Horsemen already made that. man, a lot of Extreme Ghostbuster stuff. Meekraw, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's some takes on here.
There, yeah. What's the one with the Halloween door or something? Isn't there
the like Doomsday Winston door?
Doomsday, right? Is that
the Doomsday door?
There's the really
okay.
Look at that. Oh, yeah. I want
like Winston's dad, like is like a construction worker, and they dig up that door or something.
Mm.
The Toy Behemoth from Ghostbusters. Walmart. I mean, how funny is that the first episode of Real Ghostbusters is like a toy factory that all the ghosts assemble to make like a giant toy kaiju. Ecto 2's in that episode. Hey, you know what's cool about the Ecto 2 from that is that unlike the Kenner toy, it can fold up and they keep it in the back of the Ecto 1.
Right.
They should do that at Mondo. Man, possibilities are endless for this line. I'm super excited.
Yeah. Lots of potential,
which we also have in our likes.
Yeah, what do we got going
currently on? Currently, we're at 133. So let's climb.
It's not looking good for you guys.
Keep it climbing.
249 watching. Wow.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they don't like free stuff.
Well, yeah, free stuff. We love you. It'd be great. Appreciate you. Thank you.
So Trevor, what's scratching your figure itch these days?
That's gross.
Besides skeletons, and is there anything coming up that you're super excited about that we should be looking into?
Well, let's see. I got the I got that Eternia like a couple months ago, and so I've been collecting a lot of the origins and like getting some old like
figures. Okay.
Yeah. So I got that set up and it's pretty awesome. I've been getting a lot of like He-Man origin stuff, which is really cool. I still have like, you know, a decent amount of like Marvel's Legends. There's still like the classic comic characters.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are all still pretty fun. Really, it's, I don't know if you guys ever go on Big Bad Toy Store. They just do these like daily deals. And every day I'll just like refresh and see what the daily deals are. And if there's something cool that's like, you know, a decent price, something on sale, I'll just like, oh, get that added to the pile of loot. So like, that's how I've ended up with a lot of this like kind of random stuff. Like just anything that pops up there, I'll just like add it to my cart and
just buy it,
you know, just that's buy awesome. A little bit of everything. So,
hey, I didn't know this. Are you guys are reissuing these Planet of the Apes figures?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. These are good toys.
Those are great.
Yeah.
I think everybody's the new movie comes out this weekend. I'm excited about that.
I had this whole line and I sold them like maybe, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, sold the whole line.
Hey,
when I saw,
you can buy them again.
Yeah. That's what I was. As soon as I saw NECA make a post, I was like, oh fuck, am I going to buy these again? They're great. I've always loved them.
Aaron, are there any images for Ghostbusters prototypes yet from Mono? Not yet. They said more news at San Diego Comic-Con. So lots to look forward to mm-hmm. there.
Only 25 more likes needed, so way to go, chat.
There you go. Yeah. Chat's killing it.
Close.
Hey, Trevor, what'd you think about that news that they're going to do a hard R Last Ronin Turtles movie?
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah. That'd like, be cool. They're,
it's
like,
good for Ben's, us.
Honestly, like that's super cool. Like Ben Bishop was like, you need to get like Judith in there as, you know, playing April and get Elias back as Casey.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm getting
so, that's a reunion I'd watch.
You know,
yeah.
Everyone was like, they better have Henson suits, you know. So
that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, if it is has, a sequel,
that too, like that fucked. Has a lot of potential. Like
yeah.
A Ronin movie listen, would be really brutal, kick ass.
Listen,
yeah, so, hard R.
Putting this out here. Remember when the first picture of Sonic came out? And Colette, for the first time ever, the internet agreed and said no.
No.
They rejected.
We won't stand. The only time the internet has rallied together and actually made a change was the Sonic movie.
Literally. You could have had people on opposing political views, religious differences, G.I. Joe fans getting along with anybody. And everybody said, absolutely not. I feel like if they put out the first design, it's like, so to me, it's so obvious what they should do.
Right.
It doesn't have to make
Which
sense.
Which means it won't happen.
It's so obvious. Even if it's digital Henson suits, even if they don't get the suits, but it's that same, because not that I want that, but like, could you imagine?
They're not making suits. Suits aren't like practical turtles is just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. But if they
in
got
2024,
I think it depends on the director. Cause like even like the Hellboy movies all had, you know, some practical effects. That was just a couple of years ago. And those
right.
were, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's true. That's true.
I think it would be awesome. Like it's just part of the charm and necessity. I mean, I think that those costumes and the puppeteering is what like made that first movie so
unique. It is for sure.
You can't skimp on that.
But what I'm saying is if that first trailer came out and it was Judith and it was Elias back as Casey Jones and like
like on the little swing
dystopian futuristic Ninja Turtles movie based in that universe, like that is the biggest.
And they get
win.
Robbie Wrist back doing like a gravelly old Michelangelo voice.
Corey Feldman, his voice is the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, no spoilers, but I'm just saying, there's a lot of potential there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine the okay. I'm just gonna pitch this right now. We're this is a fun episode. Here's the teaser trailer. Dark screen, it's raining, street light, nunchucks flying, crashes, all the stuff you recognize. And then you hear it's just like pan up on like whatever those futuristic new foot soldiers are, and he's like, "What's wrong? You don't have your brothers with you?" And then he's like, Michelangelo's like, "You should have never fucking said that, bro." Cut the last round. Like, still make it kind of funny. I'm going to fucking kill you, bro. I don't know, man. I'm excited. Cool. They won't do that. It's going to... I think it'll be good, but like, don't you want Elias back? Don't you want to see Casey Jones again?
Yeah.
Is he as cool? He's got to be as cool as I think he is. He seems cool.
He seems like a really cool guy.
Oh, you haven't met him.
Met him. I think... Oh. I hear good things. So.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do need to, I need to read the comics. I'm just like, I'm spitballing my own
shit out.
My own version.
You own it.
I've got a Kevin Eastman signed copy. Well, Abby did. She won it.
Yeah.
At the IDW booth.
Wow.
Real fan.
That's why you got to go to Comic-Con. You can win stuff.
Yeah, that's fun. Right.
Mm-hmm. Any other toy news or crazy things happening we need to discuss before we start winding down here?
I don't think so.
We got a giveaway. We got sad comments.
We're getting close to the giveaway. Somebody said we only had 15 likes to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Trevor, you'll be at Comic-Con, correct?
I think so. Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
Running that booth?
I will be at the NECA booth.
Hiding those critters?
There's a good chance there would be a couple critters in there. Okay.
Yeah. One of my all-time favorite moments from Comic-Con, what was it, last year? So we're sitting there talking to Trevor. We're just in the middle of a conversation. This guy just walks up and goes, hey, Trevor, I have a question. You're like, okay. And he's like, the Mirage Turtle 4-pack, or the, what was it, the Lawson Turtles?
Yeah, the four pack.
He's like, are those going to get like more distribution? And you're like, yeah. And he's like, well, when? Like, you put your spot. Like, yeah. 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 And you were like,
thinking about that for a full 8 months.
Yeah. You were like, soon. Like, it was just, I felt bad.
I got him now.
I felt bad because I was like, God, it's like, it's kind of an invasion of.
These people, like, it's their one chance to like ask us questions, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, I wish I had the
answer.
That was
what was important to him.
Yeah. You know, I understand. You want those figures that are hard to find. So, like, yeah, I mean, we always try to re-release stuff when we can. And if it's popular, if it's selling out, you know, we know it's like everyone wants it. We'll put in like reorders, or we'll do like that one. You know, we did a second set that was up on the website, like right around sometime in November. So people can just go to the website and buy it. And those figures are also, they're going to get split up this year into like single releases. So like all four of those turtles, like, be able to just
out. Is that news? Do we break news?
That might be news. I don't know.
Sounds like news to me.
That could be news. That could be some turtle news.
Finally, I can make a new thumbnail.
Yeah.
Lawson Turtles getting re-released.
You can't talk about Ghostbusters the entire show.
Oh, we can't.
As much as I'm excited for those real Ghostbusters.
So, and then
Well, I was gonna say my favorite thing from Comic-Con last year was when that little kid thought you guys were really famous, and the dad was like, he goes, what did you guys do? And he goes, we have a quote on the back of the box.
Yeah.
And the dad's like, they're nobody's son, and he just like took the kid away.
Don't devalue what you have.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah,
it's,
that was awesome.
One of the best moments of my life.
Well, because we were signing the NECA's box.
Right. And,
you know, when you're at Comic-Con, you see anybody.
We were signing Trevor's.
Yeah, I wanted
somebody else to line up behind. Yeah.
When you see somebody at Comic-Con signing something, you immediately go, well, who is that? Why is he signing something?
Yeah.
Is he
an artist? It's like, you're like, well, should I get in line?
We should have been like, well, we voiced these.
We're the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you did the stop motion.
We voiced the review.
We did the voice in the stop motion commercial.
Yeah,
there's no voices. Exactly.
Five likes. We need five likes.
Five likes.
Master Splinter's counting them down.
So easy.
Yeah. Comic Con's gonna rule, and then there'll be some new exclusives. Probably some new reveals. Mm-hmm. Anything else in the NECA world?
Dude, I'm still looking for those. Still looking for those dinosaurs.
Really?
Out there too. There's some great. I mean, I know they're out. I just haven't found them yet.
Oh, okay.
We got a nice super chat.
We got to highlight this super chat.
I'm showing it.
Say it.
Davey Sockrocker, toy anxiety is like a secret garden where adult fans come to laugh and have fun safely from the toxicity and anxiety in the collecting space.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
it is.
It's a secret fucking garden.
It's a secret society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically like, it kind of actually reminds me of this old secret society of
explorers,
of ninjas.
Oh,
in Tokyo. And basically now we're rebooting it, but we're mainly stealing TVs and radios off of people's porches and having fun and playing arcade games, smoking cigarettes, eating pizza. I want to be in the Foot Clan. I've always said it. Would you not have joined the Foot Clan in the 1990s?
100% happily.
Yeah,
I would have had other people come with me.
Yeah, Craig Goldberg, who gets freaked out because me and Abby want to go explore the abandoned castle at a rest stop.
Oh, he's not getting messed
up.
Yeah,
he's
going to
be in the Foot Clan.
With any of the petty crimes. No way.
Except for the difference, Splinter looks at me, he's like, that symbol you wear on your shirt, I know that. And it's like Ralph Lauren, like a polo shirt. I'm like, yeah, it's a polo.
Wow. I thought that was we just hit our like quotient. So let's keep it there.
Back to Davey's comment. This is a safe space. We like to think that we're a little bit different than the rest of toy YouTube, and we surround ourselves with really fun, like-minded people. We love our toys, but we love each other, and we love ourselves. Self-care, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Trevor, do you have any best practices for self-care for toy collectors?
Oh, self-care for toy collectors. My goodness. Let's see. No, I don't think so.
No.
Daily take a shower.
Deal. Daily a shower. Deals. That's what you got to do.
Daily deals. That's a good one, though.
Daily deals. All right. There you go. Yeah. There you have it. And by the way, I got to get Geek Dad didn't give me Toy Collector Magazine's contact. We want to have you on maybe next week.
Oh, yeah. Blake's awesome.
Blake's
I love that
the
magazine.
Best. Mm-hmm. I like that guy. But Geek Dad was supposed to give me his email address. He didn't. So
he did that on
better
purpose.
Take him to court.
He did that on purpose. He's trying to sabotage us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I watched the Steve Harvey thing the other day. I haven't watched it since it happened. It's very funny. The best is there's a comment on one of the clips on YouTube. Look, I got to go find it. I have to. This is actually very important.
A sad comment?
Okay.
Oh, it's sad. It is sad. Let's see. Steve Harvey Ghostbusters. What a weird thing to search.
Yeah, but yeah. Even weirder that your face pops up when you search.
I know. Yeah, this video. Oh, I feel like we should maybe like watch this all together. It's been so long. Share screen.
I don't know if the chat's ready. I don't think they've healed.
This listen. Yeah.
Did you ever get your money back from that guy?
Listen. The title is a wife's testimony doesn't go as planned is the name of this.
Oh wow.
I like how the first comment is classic really Craig. And then the second comment is attack Peter.
Yes, thank you, Peter.
It's so
like
there's
all people, there's Flash, it's all
it's yeah, just our
Matt
people.
Bush, everybody, it's just I love it's it. The right. Whole crew is in there.
So let's read some of these comments. For those of you who don't know, Geek Dad Life and we're all on whatever, Steve Harvey, the judge.
Judge Steve Harvey.
Back when he was a judge. I don't know if he still is.
He never was and isn't.
This comment. As someone who knows of these guys, what the audience and viewers don't know is that Abby is as much of a crazy Ghostbusters toy fan as Craig. I wouldn't be surprised if at least one of the rooms in the house had her stuff. I assume they played up the Abby is the put up normie wife.
Like
angle.
As if I, okay.
Well, yeah. They did 100%.
That's what they did.
They did me dirty. Yeah.
Hey, I like this one. I just can't accept him calling himself a judge. Just seems like a disrespectful thing to do towards lawyers and judges. He's a fine, wonderful man. I wish he'd chosen a different name for the show.
Wow. Sorry, folks. Those it's all manufactured.
It would be really weird if the show was the exact same, but nobody ever called him.
Wait, hold on. Read the comment at the bottom.
This is what I came for.
This is what I came for. The fake case beef. Is fake. It was a fake beef created by these two toys YouTubers to get famous on TV. They thought it was funny, but it was not. So they never talked about it again on their channels. They even took down all the videos about this on their channels. Can't believe real money was awarded. There's so much wrong with all of that.
Yeah.
That's 100% one of those people who got really butthurt on Jay's channel.
Yeah.
After the beef video and made a big thing of it.
I like that they said, I can't believe real money was awarded. That's wrong on a lot of levels.
There wasn't.
First of all, if you watch it, there was no judgment. Mm-hmm. And second of all, they give away fake money on the fake judge show. Everybody knows that. Huh. Hey, the reason those, can we talk? It's been almost a year, right? It's been a long time. The reason we deleted the videos is because everybody on not as much our channel.
It was
Jay's
it was
fans
Jay's
got
channel.
Pretty upset.
Yeah,
with him.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot some of
our some of our people were.
Well, I don't care.
Some people got really mad.
I was annoyed. The videos came down. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. We had to do like an apology. We should have done one of those videos with just like the thumbnail is just this, and then the headline is I think this channel is over, and everyone's like, I gotta see what's going on here. I gotta see what's going on. Hey, Trevor, Ryan told me to ask you about something with Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
50s teen idol, Jimmy Angel?
I don't know.
He's the last of the Bobcats.
Hey, remember
yeah,
that?
I took, I took Ryan to go see this guy named Jimmy Angel on
Saturday night. Is that a magician?
He's like a rock and roll, like he's a 50s teen idol. He's really cool.
Oh.
Wait, okay. What was he doing something or did
he was
just...
playing music? Yeah, he was singing. He was gotcha. Yeah, he was like doing that's his thing. He like, you know, sings and bops, does all this fun stuff.
Gotcha. Lifelong toy collector.
Yeah, dude.
Abby having to wear the sweater was the funniest thing. So demure, so disapproving of your hobby.
Dude, I know.
She's so sick of these damn toys. All right, so let's get to sad comments, then we'll do the giveaway. Trevor, this has been fun, man.
Yeah, dude.
Thanks for having me on.
We've never even told the story. I don't even know how to tell it, but the Spirits Unleashed party.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember that little guy in the bathroom?
Baby Sheep?
Yeah, I remember. I mean, I didn't encounter him, thankfully.
That was a pretty crazy party.
That was for a party with a bunch of sewing machines at it. That was pretty fucking crazy.
I think that was really kind of nerve-wracking. Oh, man, it's like all this free alcohol, and then there's like just like a row of sewing machines.
I know, Trevor. I felt that as well. It's like this could go wrong.
You shouldn't be drinking and sewing. I will say this: that was the last time I drank. I think. Like legitimately, I drank too much.
Yeah, that's good.
And I quit after that.
Yeah,
cool.
Because I told Jason Reitman and Gil Keenan I was going to smoke crack. And Abby was big. Like,
did you just switch over to crack from alcohol?
I did. Okay. It just you got to level out.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
It's all about balance. It's all about moderation. I love when people say that. It's all about moderation.
Yeah. Self care.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Okay, couple comments. Josh Mooney, you guys absolutely rule. Definitely keep been strengthening my love of toys since I discovered you. Thank you, Josh. Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. We're helping. Donut Lord, 31, never had a drop of alcohol. I'll die from soda. You and me.
Hell
you
yeah.
You too, Donut Lord.
That's a YHS shirt. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Donut Lord, it's got the right Sonic. I like that. All right, Jacob, boy, we got some sad comments tonight.
I actually got a good bit here, some good ones.
Good.
You know, this first one is like a little long, but I'm going to do it. And I got it from literally Action Figs sent it to me. I think he's in the chat tonight. So
cool.
Do this one first. And it's from the Pipeline Reveals.
Oh, the Star Wars Pipeline Reveals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they were supposed to reveal a new HasLab, and then it got pushed back.
Ewok Village?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I heard it was,
I think everybody knows what it is. Like, somehow, for the first time, everyone just knows what it is. But, hey, okay, so, Abby, for people not familiar with Sad Comments, you want to catch them up?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a segment that we do to give a voice to the, I guess, underrepresented fans of toys and toy companies. And I wouldn't even call most of them fans. It's mostly for people who are just wanting to sound off loudly. And we put a spotlight on that and read their grievances. And it's become really fun because Jacob is a good theater man. And that's a good setup. Here you go, bud.
All right, here we go. Sad comments, pipeline reveals. Pictures of things that will come out eventually. The Hasbro way.
This is actually, it's two comments, but I'm just going to read them together as one. Same guy, just going off.
All right, here is WYHS Radio. It's coming at you.
Some of us have worked very hard in the past few years on the Make a New Hope Mains campaign for TVC. Not Black Series. Pipelining farm boy Luke, I'm sure Han is not far behind. For Black Series is an absolute slap in the face to TVC collectors.
Yep.
Even worse than the previous Hammerhead pipeline. Oof. This is just another example of why TVC collectors continually feel slighted by Hasbro. We've passed three HasLabs with number four on the horizon and yet can't get fair or equal treatment.
I've long said this, Jacob. TVC collectors are an oppressed group in our country. And I don't honestly feel weird even reading these, because do you know how hard they've worked on that campaign?
It's been hard. It's so hard, in fact, I'll keep going.
Here we go.
At this point, Hasbro is just exploiting the dedication and good faith of the TVC collectors. We always step up only to be constantly pushed back behind TBS. It started with Jackson, then Ewok Village Leia, TPM Anakin, Hammerhead, all of which should be in TVC. Now Farm Boy Luke, which along with Cantina Han and Ben Kenobi were heavily pushed in our Make the Mains campaign. Yet TBS is going to get them first. At this point, once announced, if TVC, ANH, EP Han Solo isn't 100% all new tooling, I'm walking away.
Whoa, that was a
intense.
That was the start.
That was the first one.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Now that is insane.
Fired up.
After how much we worked on the Make the Mains campaign, if we don't see a TVC, ESB, ESPN, WGN, WSB TV, WYHS radio, Han Solo with new tooling, we're out of here. That guy's definitely like a gym brewer who's coming with me. All right, here we go.
Oh. Hold on, I'm trying. Let me see which one I'm reading here.
Logan Wood is just giving you an Oscar for that one.
Whoa! Nice. You know what? Thank you. I've been working really hard.
Brian Brink says TBS isn't always first; they're always 5 minutes late. Holy shit!
They're on that delay.
That is awesome. That is awesome. All right. Okay. So we got another one.
This is the Yoda and the Clone Commander Gree.
Okay. Was that Black Series or Vintage Collection?
That's Black Series.
Black Series. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Trevor. A real collector's here to keep us up to date. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even buy toys anymore. Just talk about them. All right. Here we go. Black Series 2-pack. Getting a little sad comment love right now.
What the hell? I'm about done with Hasbro. I've had the premium subscription for a while, but can't ever use it on the exclusives. I want a refund. I had this in my cart and within, but it was sold out before I could complete the purchase. It sold out in less than 10 minutes of being up. Hasbro is seriously the worst. $50 for the premium subscription and don't even benefit from it whatsoever. Why are you guys scamming people with the premium exclusives? I'm going to have to report you guys to the Better Business Bureau or something. This is beyond ridiculous.
Oh my God.
The HasLab is a scam too.
Dude, hold on. That's always my favorite thing. It sold out before I could purchase it within 10 minutes. Like, dude, 10 minutes is a lifetime in collectibles. Mm-hmm. Shit. 10 minutes. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Yeah. I got one more.
Yeah, we're gonna have to contact the Better Business Bureau and be like, oh, we got some issues with our Pulse premium subscription. Not even able to use it on exclusives.
It'd be another good Steve Harvey episode.
Mm-hmm.
Taking Hasbro to court.
I'd like to sue Hasbro
over Yoda and Gree.
Yeah. Save that for a sketch idea for the next Jeffries.
Yeah.
All right. I came up with a sketch idea today, but
don't spoil it.
It's not it's just like a general.
It's for your Saturday Night Live wish list.
I had a funny idea for a sketch. I'm just gonna manifest it. It's a guy's at a gas station. There's like an older lady and there's a shooting, and he jumps on her to save her, even though the bullets aren't really near her, and he kills her by jumping on her. And then everybody celebrates him as a hero, and nobody pays attention to the fact that this woman's on the ground, that he like jumped on her and she died.
That's dark.
Yeah, it's insane. I think it'd be
that's perfect for Saturday Night.
Like right there in the moment, they're celebrating him for jumping on her.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that he like smothered her.
You're a hero. Thank you.
Cuts to her body.
He's sucking it in. He's taking her life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Hey, this is
giving that away.
This is from McFarlane. And Davey says, Jesus Craig.
It's not real. It's pretend. It's a sketch. I didn't say I want this to happen to a person.
Hey, this is from McFarlane. He just did a video where he's just talking to the screen, and somebody left this comment. But I'm also going to read, after this comment, somebody replied to this person.
Okay.
And I'm going to read that, and then I'm going to read this person's reply.
Okay, so this is from a McFarlane live stream. This is a discussion happening in the comments.
Sure.
All right. There we go. Todd McFarlane, man of the people.
Yeah.
I believe in Todd McFarlane. That should be a little sticker we hand out at Comic-Con, like the old Harvey Dent ones. Okay. Here we go. Sorry, laughing.
Sorry.
I was thinking about my sketch.
Yeah, that's it. All right. The better way of saying this is, are you going to stop half-assing some figures and vehicles like the so-called 89 Batmobile and actually start trying to put out quality in everything you make? Look, I'm not a hater, but I do hate the absolute lack of any consistency. And I know there will be many shills that will read this and go nuts. But they know it's true. You blamed the inconsistency on multiple companies who you outsource the production to. Well, fix it. Look at the ones that put out the junk, the bad likenesses, no caring that the scale is off. Fire those companies. Put some damned shoes on. Go out and fix your company's practices. This is a reply to that.
Okay.
This is hilarious. Maybe one day in your lifetime, they'll take you seriously. This is the first guy's reply. Did you have to stop sucking on Todd's toes and crawl out from under his desk to type that? Or does your sugar daddy let you have a phone under there?
He's like George Costanza with like the special desk. Oh my god. Wow.
Oh.
Wow, such creative minds.
That's the best comeback I've ever heard.
Oh man.
Did you have to stop sucking on Todd's toes?
That's awesome. Jacob, thank you so much. Yeah. Hey, everybody. I put the link to the giveaway. This is a fun, solid episode. So everybody's got about 2 minutes. I just put the link again. We're going to do our giveaway with the heck out of here. Mm-hmm. Trevor, any final thoughts? Anything else you need to communicate to the people?
No.
I love.
Oh wait, no. Should I? Is there anything else we need to say?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Are you asking if we should like tease something, or
should we tease some? Should we make a big announcement? Buried
in Turtles 3.
Oh. No. Are we doing more Ninja Turtles 3 toys?
No, we did that already.
Oh. Oh.
Well, April? More April?
Yeah, we've made April figures too. Maybe there's more Aprils on the way, though. I don't know.
Well, the April and the yellow jumpsuits never come out yet, right?
Hey, I have that right here.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
I think this one might be coming out this year.
Okay.
She looks like she might be on the side of an arcade machine.
Could be.
And what?
Did someone just turn your lights on?
Yeah. I got this weird light that just turns on.
Are you at your office?
Yeah, I'm at the office. Hold on one second.
All right. Yeah, so Jacob, they're doing April in like the classic, like it's Judith Hogue's face on like a classic.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, they've never done the second April. What's that actress's name that plays April 2?
I don't know who April 2 is.
April 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
That's Paige Turco.
Paige Turco. Big fan of April 2.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Okay.
Who's cool?
Imagine a two-pack with both Aprils.
That would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
But you'd have to...
But would the two Aprils sign off on that? Or do they dislike each other, or are they friends?
I bet they're friends.
They, like, post pictures. They go to, like, conventions together.
Do they?
I think they have that shared experience thing. Like, there's only one other person in the world who knows what it's like to be April. Well, besides Megan Fox. Yeah. Judith Hogue, Paige Turco, and Megan Fox are the same.
Three pack.
It's a good group,
San Diego three pack.
That's how you launch the Michael Bay turtle line with the Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Great
idea.
So, all right, guys, I'm going to put the thing in here one more time. And everybody's got 30 seconds. Right now, we have 68 entries. So that's pretty good. I'm going to get the duck race lined up. Tonight was a fun episode, guys. Abby's got
duck
the
race.
Abby's got the real.
Yeah. I'll make these guys race.
I'll make these guys race.
Just throw them across the.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just all at once.
We're going on a little road trip this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We might stop at a toy shop on the way.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Where are you going?
We might see a tornado on the way with the way it's going right now.
Hopefully, yeah, if we're lucky.
I think Jacob thinks our next pivot is to storm chasing.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, the number one storm chasing podcast.
Yeah, but Craig probably wouldn't actually like go out.
And... Hey, well, can I say
something? It would be fun to throw toys into it.
I would rather chase a tornado than sit in the house and wait for it to fucking come get me.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have the upper hand in these kinds of situations.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm trying to, I'm somebody kill time. I can't log into the duck races.
We have to do it manually and we just get like
cut
out 60 pieces of paper and we're just doing this. Across
all right. Who wants this one?
No, cool. Did they make any Ghostbusters 2 ducks? Do they have like slime blower ducks or anything?
There's a big Stay Puff.
Oh, he
there's
was
also
maybe with little bathtubs movie. Like from Ghostbusters 2. That
I think there's some Jaws ducks.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, they make all kinds of ducks.
Yeah. Ducks are huge.
Hey Trevor, can you send me that Chief Brody prototype you guys made?
Oh yeah, I have it right over here.
Just send it to me because I deserve it. I think.
Yeah, Jake needs a win.
I appreciate it. Yeah,
that's how you can like trick me into doing.
Hey, let's ask Trevor questions he probably can't answer. What happened? Are we getting more Back to the Future figures?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so. That would be great. I have no idea.
I like it. He just acts like he doesn't know anything.
That stuff I don't. If it's outside of Turtles, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What's going on? At you know, because that's stuff that like Randy works on,
right? Mm-hmm.
And so it's like. Randy and Stefan kind of handle everything else. And I'm
the
just
boy.
Like, you know, yeah, the boy.
Not the boy.
Hey,
yeah.
Somebody early in the chat was like, how is Randy?
Oh, I think Randy's good.
He's doing good.
Yeah. Is he still ripped? He got so ripped.
I think he's still, he was like, I don't, because he had turned, when was it, last year? He turned 50, I think last year. I think he had this like, goal for himself to get back into this like his fighting weight, you know, from when he was in like high school or college or something.
Yeah,
and he fought.
So and he'd like fight people or whatever. So
that's cool.
I don't know, but he got
so he can fight people at Comic-Con. Who asked? Lot. Him dumb
well, there's
questions.
A lot of
yeah.
turf wars fighting.
Turf war. What you don't know is that at San Diego Comic-Con, at night, once the con's over, there's like a fight club, but only for toy companies. So
yeah, there's like a pit down in like
the basement. Like, some of the concession stands stay open. It's cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who would
It's like that's like the Wednesday night preview night.
Yeah. After that's why everyone's Sunday, tired the like next
a,
day.
They have like a Sunday night like
eating the shit fight. Out of each other.
It's like a Mortal Kombat.
For, it's like Brian Flynn.
Hall
Randy.
H, there's a portal that opens up in Hall H. You know? Yep. You go into.
Oh, and yeah, like all the toy people you thought were.
Attack Peter's actually
Pixel
got
Dan
four
shows
arms.
Up.
Pixel Dan shows up. He's a pro wrestler. He can fight everybody.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, guys, I got this figured out. I couldn't get the monster, so we have to do ducks. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
But...
That's cool. Ducks are good.
Okay, that's
ducks are huge right now.
Oh, man. All right. Ducks.
Like so here we go. I'm going to click shuffle characters. We got 81 people in the race. The winner, and Trevor, you'll send it. We'll get the address to you. So if you win, you got to send us your address on Instagram at YHS Podcast. All right. So good luck, everybody. Hopefully there's baby turtles in your future. I'm delirious. I'm so tired, but I'm having a great time. Here we go.
Hey, didn't you fall asleep like on the show a couple weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago. I
did. Was I not there?
I've had some.
It had to be.
Wow, these ducks are going slow.
Oh, man.
What kind of race is this?
All right, we're live out here at the East River where 81 ducks are racing to cash in on a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1-to-1 scale baby turtle 4-pack. Jacob, I haven't seen this kind of excitement since the 1992 Barcelona pre-Olympics.
one duck randomly quacking. They're all quiet. One duck.
Hey, Master Splinter's winning. And he needs this.
Yeah.
Well, he's not, but
Tim's winning.
There's also
There's like a
somebody's gonna come up from behind. You know how it
that this one is duck, so funny.
Like repo man from
like these costumes. Like this is good as the Met Gala.
Doltrol. The Seattle Stanley Doltrol.
What the fuck is that?
It's probably five. Stanley Ebhart. The Doltrol.
Yeah.
Doltrol.
Doltrol.
Hey, congratulations! Hold on, he's still going.
That's such a dull thing to do. It's like troll.
Hold on, hold on. Sir, you're the winner. Anything to say to your fans? Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Disney, huh? Fantastic. The whole family. Wow.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Here you go. Well, yeah, congratulate. Oh, wait. Hold on. Still going.
Yeah. Thank you. We don't need the duck comment. Sad comment. The duck.
Stanley, you can email me. Or Facebook me. You'll find us. I'll reach out to you. He's on some social media, just Facebook and email. DM me on Facebook. I'll answer it. I normally wouldn't. I don't answer like any DMs or friend requests on Facebook. But for this, I will.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're serious about it.
We take duck races seriously. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing we take very seriously. Mm-hmm. All right. Trevor, thank you so much for being here on Toy Anxiety tonight.
Yeah. Sounds like, for having me.
I feel like we needed some like smooth jazz playing in the background. Hey, when we sign off though, don't sign off. We'll talk for a couple extra minutes afterwards.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you interview someone at a podcast and you're like, all right, everybody, we're done. They just bail and you're like,
they're gone. Yeah, you don't know what the etiquette is. As like a
YouTube
podcast person, you don't know if there's
we're
like
huge. We're so
well,
huge.
Yeah, I mean,
YouTube.
It's a case by case situation. I think.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. My opinion. If we like you, then we want to hang out.
Yep. All right, everybody, have a great night. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to tune in probably to Gotham City tonight. Tomorrow, we're gonna have new episodes of YHS and Monster Island. New episodes, of Yes, Have Some Podcasts, the YHS Daily Double, where we do 20-minute live streams talking about a new topic every day. We're 2 for 2. Which is better than some things we've tried. So congrats to us. And Abby, Jacob, Trevor, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Fuck.
Bye, y'all. Congrats, Doltrol.
Bye.
Bye. Thumbs up.